Well, Kyle, we're about to head out on our cross-country drive across the country, except this time we're heading back to New York. We're in Washington State right now. And by the way, I should probably say this is off the wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you tonight, joined by Kyle.
Hi.
We have to go kind of quick because our show is only 15 minutes long tonight. There's a basketball game at 6:15. The women's basketball team is, I believe, going to kick Delaware State's ass. Just a formality, but they have to play the game. But 15 minutes, that's all we got. So we have to go fast. We are about to start driving. There's not much that's going to be covered tonight because, well, first of all, we haven't started driving yet. And second of all, there's only so much you can do in 15 minutes. So I think what we should do is just maybe go through some of the responses we've gotten from listeners. And thank you, listeners, for sending in your suggestions on places that we can stop in. Many, many good ones. Let's go through a few of them here. A lot of people said we should go through Utah. I'm thinking Utah might be a good state to pass through. Let's see. This person says we should drive through the Bonneville Salt Flats. It's amazing and something a picture can never capture, almost like seeing the Grand Canyon. Also, if you haven't seen the Grand Canyon, you might want to go there. Okay, well, yeah, you know what? That's a possibility, too. I've seen the Grand Canyon, and maybe we'll pass by, but it's a Grand Canyon. You see it everywhere.
Yeah, and it's an entire world unto itself. So the only one on there, the Salt Flats, that interests me. I've been told about that by some family members, and the Grand Canyon itself and other parts of Utah I've seen. But that's intrigued me. There's been several, world records set there. And
what kind of world record do you set in the Salt Flat?
I think land speed records.
What is a Salt Flat?
I think it's something that was a former seabed that has no more seawater, and it's just arid.
Okay. You know, people are suggesting we go to a lot of arid places. I've noticed that. Someone else said we should go to the Badlands where are the Badlands? They're, I think, in the Dakotas. Okay, Badlands are defined as a type of dry terrain where softer sedimentary rocks and clay-rich soils have been extensively eroded. They're characterized by steep slopes, minimal vegetation, lack of a substantial regolith, whatever that is, high drainage. They are very difficult to navigate by foot. They're unsuitable for agriculture. Why is everybody like the Badlands? They sound terrible. It sounds like going to another planet, which I guess is kind of cool, but wow. Badlands. A lot of arid nothing. Can't walk on it, really. You can't grow anything. Seems like a good place to set up industry or something. Just, instead of polluting places where people live, just put it all in the Badlands.
Well, it is very otherworldly, too. Trying to survive in one of the most inhospitable places, like another planet, you have a lot of similarities in that kind of climate. But the wilderness itself, it can be very kind of isolating and difficult terrain as well, especially at higher elevations and so forth. So each place has different attributes.
They say there are ravines, gullies, butts, B-U-T-T-E-S, I think that's how you pronounce it, hoodoos. Okay, I want to see a hoodoo. Whatever a hoodoo is, it's worth going to the Badlands just to find that out. So maybe we'll go to the Badlands.
I think it's pronounced Butte.
Well, not hoodoo. That's pronounced hoodoo, okay, because that's how it's spelled. How about this? Mexican hat. Have you ever heard of that? That's in Utah as well. It's a sombrero-shaped rock. I saw a picture of it, and there's just no way that rock could have balanced so perfectly on top of another tiny rock. It's on a list of unusual place names, but it's kind of an unusual place, too, so there's that. Someone suggested Crater Lake National Park in Oregon, which apparently is where a lot of American megafauna died. So that's another exciting and cheerful place.
Yeah, that's an interesting feature. You had also asked me about St. Helens, which was a former eruption site, and that's in Washington. The other thing I was thinking about, this is just random, I was reading Because I just thought of what the equivalent would be to the Appalachian Trail, and I think it's called the Pacific Crest Trail, but that's a north-south route, and you would need a horse or something.
Did you say crest or crust?
Crest.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's a possibility, too. Here's something else in Washington State, the Channeled Scablands. Not kidding. It's the largest catastrophic flooding known of anywhere on Earth. And people spend weeks here. People probably spend weeks there because they're lost and they can't get out. Scablands. Wow. Catastrophic flooding. Our listeners are just sending us into the most cheerful, optimistic places on Earth. Why not?
It's about the adventure and the exploration and the expedition itself.
The Black Hills of South Dakota. You know, that's how that Beatles song, Rocky Raccoon, starts. Somewhere in the Black Hills of Dakota lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. Now I know. It took Paul McCartney to tell me about a part of America I've never seen. The Black Hills of South Dakota. You just keep driving past Mount Rushmore and see some amazing natural beauty. I like how they tell us to just keep driving past Mount Rushmore. Because, yeah, Mount Rushmore, it's four heads. Okay, big deal. Move on. Another person suggested the Field of Dreams location in Dyersville, Iowa. You know, the cornfield. They actually played a baseball game there this year. I guess, you know, it's a cornfield, baseball field, Iowa. Kind of nice.
We want to stay off the beaten path, though. Like, we don't want mainstream-type stuff as much. I mean, we appreciate it in its own right, but we could spend all kinds of time on that than on something that so many other people have seen. We want to branch out a little bit as well.
Someone suggested Winslow Hill in Pennsylvania. Oh, we're getting kind of close to home now, Pennsylvania. It's hands down the best place to see elk. And, okay, you know, I got kind of angry when we went to the rainforest and didn't see any elk, and they're supposed to be everywhere. With a good pair of binoculars, you can count the whiskers on an elk's face here. Sometimes they're so close to the viewing positions and roads, you don't even need to use binoculars. So elk, yeah. Okay, that's certainly a possibility. Someone else said Yosemite National Park in California. Okay, but why? What happens in Yosemite National Park? It's scenic, I'm sure.
There's going to be so many of the big park systems and state parks and recreation sites along the way, not even to mention rest stops on a long trip like this. So no doubt we'll fit in some of those, but I'm not sure any specific national one has significance. I don't know the attraction. What's there? What are we missing other than a species?
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of national parks, there's Yellowstone, that's you know, big, huge, lots of wildlife, things like that. But again, it's the things on the road that you don't expect that you might just come across. Here's something really pretty interesting. I don't know if we'll make it over there, but in California, the town of Solvang, I think that's how you pronounce it, it's a Danish town in California. Everything about it is Danish. I don't know if they speak Danish there, but the architecture and the stores, wow, okay, who knew? Texas, I've heard of this, the Cadillac Ranch, half-buried Cadillacs everywhere, somewhere around Amarillo, Texas. Like to know whose idea that was, because if I try something like that, those people yell at me, and never hear the end of it. Okay, and this one here is really kind of weird. Also, I believe in California, a place called Lancaster, the Musical Road. Have you heard about this? You drive in the fast lane at 55 miles an hour, you turn down your radio, and as your tires drive over the grooves in the street, a part of the William Tell Overture is played. Wow, okay. I don't know if it's worth going all the way down to California just to have that happen, but and of course, you have to hope that somebody's not in front of you going slow, or someone's bearing down behind you wanting you to go faster. You have to go exactly 50 miles an hour. Okay, and you know, or 55 miles an hour. So you got to get it right somehow. And the speed limit's 30, so you always get a ticket. So that's how they keep the town in business. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Okay, we got to go somewhere. What we're going to do is we're going to at least start off heading east from Seattle, because that sort of seems like the right thing to do when we're heading to New York. And we can see, you know, the waterfalls that were in Twin Peaks. We can see that cafe that was in Northern Exposure. We can I haven't really thought beyond that.
There is going to be some planning, I think, before we leave, right? We should think of a couple more places, maybe further east, after we get to that initial eastern port point you're talking about.
Oh! I know a place. That place we got coffee 2 days ago, you know, the really big cups. Let's go there.
Okay. All right. I like where you're going with this. Coffee is a good criteria. I think wherever we go, that is going to be one thing that is, basically a launching off point for every section of the journey.
Yes, and that's what we need to get started. Unfortunately, we have to stop now because our show is over. You know, I kind of like doing 15-minute shows. They're sort of like Snapchat or something.
Oh, I don't know if I can do it. I feel like I'm always catching up.
Imagine if they were 1 minute. Then we would have done 10 of them just now, or 12 of them. It's yeah. Anyway, I'm wasting time. The basketball's about to come up, and we're going to go out with a very brief outro. We will see you next week, and we'll hopefully have some kind of recording as to where we went. Write to us, otw@2600.com, with your suggestions, because, yes, you can still send us suggestions on where to go, because we will still be going somewhere at that point. And we will talk to you later. Go see Wolves.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac, with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texas, County, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake, Crater Lake, Peace Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Ombabaka, Shepherdville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Coast, Rockin', Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, Sea, Puerto Rico. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Larimore, Atmore, Havistraw, Chattanooga, Chaska, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.